All right, motherfuckers, we're back for part two right quick.
Yeah.
We got dogs with us now.
Yeah. The dogs.
Oh, fucking hell. It's colder than a witch. It's fucking tiny.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
What's up, Pooch?
He's fucking his tail.
Yeah, he's just like, bam, bam.
Oh, get out of here.
He's cool, dude.
I'm sure it was picking up on the fucking recording.
It's going to sound.
Oh, it'd be all right.
Dun, dun, dun,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
You're just a big old
this
fucking
podcast
dummy.
Is brought to you by
Justin's puppy a dick. Dogs.
Justin is a dick.
Wow.
.1-800-DICK if you want someone to be a dick.
More or less, Justin.
Justin. So. You want some bad news? Want someone to ruin your fucking day? Call Justin.
You want someone to fucking leave you homeless? Call Justin.
Call Justin. Especially if you're a good
You want
friend.
Someone to eat your fucking food and not pay for anything? Oh,
hey,
Justin.
I paid for the whole barbecue, nigga. I don't want to hear nothing.
You want someone to fucking
You
drink?
Didn't pay for the barbecue, the fucking taxpayers did. Fuck you.
So all the other food that was ever made here was basically paid for by the taxpayers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Everybody, all the taxpayers.
So hold on.
Everything.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, my you're taxes welcome. Go to it too, bitch.
Fuck you.
Shit, I paid more into it.
I
well
pay taxes.
Over, besides maybe this boost of it, because I've never received this much at one time. I looked on there, it was like $700. I was like,
shut
fuck.
The fuck up.
You listen here.
God damn,
son
dude.
Of a bitch.
God, you know what? Fuck it. You keep fucking waving that fist around. Good. I'm glad you're waving that fist around. Sit down, Scott.
I'm fucking going over
sit,
here.
Sit down, Scott.
Jesus Christ on a crack.
My normal fucking chair, dude.
If that was the case, you could have fucking asked him to switch. What are you looking at? Who is this guy? What are you doing? What? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We had a police disturbance in the area. I mean, we are in Madison, so it's nothing fucking new.
Come here.
I'm white and I'm safe.
What you want? What?
What is it, boy? Is there drugs in the yard?
No, he wants to go inside.
Let him inside, dude. He's cold as fuck, dude.
Hey, man, the wiener dog. Look at that.
Quick
motherfuckers ever.
Black like, was, wiener yeah. dog.
Usain Bolt of the fucking dog race.
Until he gets his fucking feet lost underneath him, fucking head over heel, fucking schnauzer first.
Yeah.
In the damn dirt.
I wonder what the biggest, like what the record for a wiener dog is. Like,
oh, what, are you trying to fucking suck one, you fucking
no,
homo?
No, no, because you gotta think.
Here's
you're be
Justin trying to suck a wiener dog. It's gotta be black, though.
What, I do got a story.
Well, go ahead.
The guy at my work, yeah. Remember I told you about?
No.
Someone at work got crushed.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
think
well at least
them.
That's new for you, then.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, some good reactions.
Yeah, there's a guy that started, like, 2 days after I did.
New?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's... Goddamn.
Like, yeah. Days new.
Yeah. It was his second week.
This is what, Heidman?
Mm-hmm. Heidman Steel. Anyway, I was just sitting there, you know, and then I hear someone over the intercom. Half the time, I can't understand what they're fucking saying. But I heard someone yelling, and I'm like... At first, I thought it was a joke, because sometimes people will say stupid shit over it.
Yeah.
And then... Like, 5 seconds later, someone said, or it was a different voice, someone said, Tracy, Chico, to the line, quick, you know, pack line two or whatever. He was saying it real fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I looked around and everyone started doing that thing, you know, when
yeah.
you know, looking,
yeah.
doing that. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And everyone's like, holy shit, someone got hurt. I'm like, someone got hurt? How do you know? Walked over there and there's a dude laying on the fucking ground. And another guy, like, holding his hand like this, talking to him like he's fucking dying. And I'm like, holy shit. And they're all like, whoa, get everyone, get back. You
no
know?
Shit.
And,
give him his room.
Yeah, pretty much. Ambulance came in, cops, and fire department. The fire department came because I thought they had to break him free from the machine, but they didn't. And, they ambulance took him, and, they picked him up, put him on a stretcher, brought him to the ambulance, and then... I was like, is he going to be all right? And they're like, yeah, they say he's fine. Okay. I went back to my line and started working. And then I heard,
okay.
And then I walked over to the bay door. There's a fucking helicopter out there.
Oh, shit.
At Precoat, or not Precoat. What's the place called? Precoat
Metals? Precoat Metals, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right across. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, yeah, once they moved him, it got worse. Like, his blood pressure dropped and everything. Yeah. And he had to be airlifted out. And I was like, holy shit. So then I tried to fucking ask what happened, because I didn't know what happened. I tried to ask one guy, and he was crying. And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't. And then I tried to ask a couple other guys, and they just shook their head. They didn't want to say.
Well, no shit. And yeah, like, have they fucking seen it happen?
Yeah, the
that's guy, something that, you don't want to fucking relive immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
what killed him?
So,
what was it? He said he got crushed. What was that crushed him?
So the next day, what I found out was, I don't know exactly how it happened, but what happened? His pelvis was crushed. And
his whole, was it? That's part of your hip, right?
That's
pretty much
that's
like,
big bone right here.
Yeah, you have your pelvis and you have your hip bones above.
So what? This so. Pelvis down, or just his pelvis?
Probably his pelvis, I think. And where he was, someone pressed the button when he was down there, so someone caused it, and it wasn't just him.
Oh shit!
Yeah, they know who did it, but they're not telling anybody. So,
I'm sure you can figure out.
There's probably a criminal investigation done into it and all that.
But I'm sure you can figure out who hasn't been at work lately.
If I had to guess,
don't say a name to it.
I'm sure it was the guy that I saw holding his hand.
Mm.
Yeah, who I'm sure he felt bad. You know what I mean?
God damn, dude.
Yeah.
What was, like I said, what type of machinery was that? It only hit his fucking pelvis like that. That means his dick got crushed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Public surgery.
Did he live?
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, all right. Oh, fuck.
He's
goddamn.
Stable. He's stable. He's
all right. Good. Shit. It's like, yeah, we lifted him up and his fucking asshole come out. His intestines came out of his ass or something like that.
He has a guaranteed check for the rest of his life.
No shit, but he's probably paralyzed.
No shit.
No, because if it's pelvis, that's not spinal, but...
Well, it's still the base.
It's total reconstructive surgery on your fucking pelvis. If it's a giant machinery that just obliterated it, you're talking total reconstructive
surgery. Well, if you're
thinking,
if the pelvis got completely destroyed, the hips are right above it, and that runs all the way up, generally, halfway up here. So that's a lot of...
Screw that? Is that gunshots?
No.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That was like
at a distance.
Yeah.
That was gunshots.
Didn't sound
that was gunshots. That was
Oh, maybe. But
yeah, gotta love Madison.
We had gunshots.
It's the 4th of July. The gunshots. Damn, dude.
Way to open the fucking story with something like that. And on top of gunshots, fuck me sideways. Look at this fucking. Oh goddamn.
Working.
Oh goddamn. No. Oh.
Oh my god.
I'm nuts. They're on fire. I'm warm. My nuts are warm.
Oh my god. Yeah, you probably have enough friction going on there to ignite the methane gas that's put out. Keep your balls a little toasty.
Shut the fuck up. Like, you never farted so hard your fucking ass cheeks warm up.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, dude. That was like, that sounded like that was saved in there from like the last time you farted, like last month, and you're like, well, I'm gonna save a little bit for this.
Oh, dude, you don't even want to know the shit I've been fucking ripping. I ate White Castle.
Christ.
It don't even stink. Fuck
Jesus.
Y'all.
Jesus. You can't even say that, dude.
I can't even smell it. I smell smoke.
Dude, it's bad.
No, it ain't. Shut.
Dude, it's awful. Dude, I can smell from out here.
Oh, wait.
Bro, I'm like 5 feet away from the door, even. Dude, you cannot tell me you don't smell that.
I smelled a little bit of it. But that's not... Don't fucking cough like it's that bad, you piece of shit.
I'm coughing clear my throat.
God damn, dude. You had worse shit in your fucking nose. You had Holly's fucking snatch in your fucking nose.
Dude, I guarantee you.
All right, no, there it is. I smell it.
As bad as whatever that came out of.
That's good. That's a good one. You're good.
Probably shit your pants.
Just breathe in the Mountain Dew, dude. Just put the Mountain Dew underneath your nose and just...
Just go on.
What'd you smell over there for? You think I aimed it?
I was gonna turn the fan on because it's plugged in, but you know it's fucking
freezing balls too. Yeah. It's gonna be like cold as fuck. Freeze out.
Yeah.
Justin would let me freeze on the side of a road instead of take me under his wing. What a fucking asshole. Dick.
Damn. Called out again.
Yeah. He's never gonna help you out again.
It's too much risk, man.
Can you hear
this
guy?
If it was me,
it's even gonna happen. That would never.
Dude, how many times have I ever said in my life, that is never going to happen, and then the exact same thing happened?
You're full of shit.
Literally. My car, as soon as I buy it, fucks up. Had to fix that.
Well, you're dumb.
Car breaks down. Had to pay money to get that fixed.
Quit same riding thing. Pieces of shit. How about that?
Quit buying pieces of shit. How about that?
Bad luck. Nope. Like I said.
Fucking, that's the story of his goddamn biography. Bad luck nickel. Yep.
Gay nickel.
If it wasn't for fucking dick enough nickel luck, I wouldn't. Big if black I had bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck nickel at all. Jesus, what a say.
Yeah. So, okay, I guess I'll throw the announcement out.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Okay, so set the fucking date. Start date.
It's a start date.
April 10th. Goddamn, almost said 19. Jesus Christ. 2021 at the World... Goddamn,
World Trade Scott, Centers.
You're fucking neat.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You got a lot of...
ashy bitch.
A sawdust.
April 10th, 2021. We're going to do an MMD2 fight. Look at the fucking worry on Scott's face.
I'm not doing it.
Even if it's if we make $200, you don't want none of that.
No.
None of it?
I can make that money at work. I don't care.
For three rounds, dude, 15 minutes.
I'm not doing it.
5, 10, 15, 15 minutes.
You can suck on my balls.
Take that aggression and tell Marky to suck my balls.
Yeah.
So, we have a fighters list. Apparently, we got to alter it now.
Yes.
So... we're going to be doing MMD2. Fight night.
You burped again, dude.
I did, dude. I can't help that one. That tasted like fucking man barbecue ribs.
And dude, that one's probably going to fucking be as bad as a fart.
That ruined the whole podcast. You can't be burping like that.
Yeah, well, I don't have people that complain on here anymore, so.
This isn't.
I got 19 people countries so far in the group, so.
Yeah.
There'll be more. Spotify. Help us, Spotify.
Yes.
Help us, bring St. Jones. People. St. Alex Jones, fucking share us.
Yes.
So we're doing a fight, and clearly Colin wants a street fight. He just picked up a fucking tire iron.
Fucking dick! Beat the dick! Beat him! I'll beat it hard. Fucking asshole! Justin's a dick. PSA.
You heard it here, Coleman beats dick hard.
Yes, right. Fuck! I beat it.
We got five fights lined up so far. As of right now, unless something probably will change, we have Scott Coleman right now, just for the time being, until... What the fuck are you pulling out? Jesus Christ. Scott Coleman versus Marky Pachinski.
No.
Is it Marky? Is that his actual first name?
Mark.
Or is it Mark?
Marky, I think. His dad is Mark.
So his real name's Marky.
I think it is, yeah.
All right. Marky Pachinski.
Pachinski.
Be the first fight we have lined up. Would be a good fight. Just need to get Scott fucking bulked up on steroids. That's what we ought to do. If everybody we shoot Scott steroids with steroids, or put steroids in his Mountain Dew every day.
Yeah. Or he just...
You see Scott with fucking, like, the acne coming up.
Oh, God.
And he fucking... Every time Sam gets on to him, he's like, "Hey, woman!" One, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, like road rage Coleman the night before, and like back
Scott,
his arms are down to the floor.
Road rage Coleman.
Yeah, it comes out. He's like,
see, fucking, he'll gain 60 pounds in pure fucking muscle in 6 weeks, six
just
months.
In his arms,
just like, in his arms, dude.
He uses them to primarily move now.
It'd be like that fucking episode of Rick and Morty where Morty's got the one fucking ripped arm.
Yeah,
he's just killing
the
people.
The warrior's arm or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd have to sit down to pee because my dick would shrink so fucking small.
Yeah, well, so like, you pee through your ass most of the time, so.
Yeah, but not anymore, dude.
That's the first one we got. Sounds pretty good. Second fight is, oh boy, Mike motherfucking Creek versus some fucking Mexican named, what's his name, Adrian White.
He has a girl's name.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
This guy, I seen him the other day, or during about the Halloween time, he was dressed in drag for Mike Creek's fucking
he's gonna
Rocky
get his
Horror
ass beat.
Rocky Horror Picture Show
God, that's
party.
So gay.
What would Mike go as?
Fuck.
Mike.
God, he's so gay.
He called me and said, "Hey, man, we're drinking. You know, you want to come over?" I was like, "Yeah, all right. I'll fucking bullshit for a while." You know? If I'm gonna tell you what, if Mike loses to this fucking kid, And he's younger. He's like 18, 19.
You're right. Yeah, he's a little.
Mike's what? He's almost. He's in his. Mike's almost 30.
20.
If not.
He's 20 something.
He's probably. He's probably 28. About the same age as me.
He's younger than us. He's
is 20, he?
Yeah, he's like in his 20s. All right. I think.
27 to 29 range.
Or he might be my age. I don't fucking know.
It's something
he's,
like
he's
that.
He's like 28, 29, 30. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. That fight breakdown, is that's going to be rough. If he fucking comes up and gets his ass beat by a fucking dude who dresses in drag. And it was bad drag. It was like cut off fucking fishnet boots and everything. He went as the fucking tranny in the
oh,
the movie.
God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Intermission fight. Our third fucking fight. I'm fucking happy to see this. This should be enough to get you fucking to go, Scott. Jesus fucking Christ.
To go.
To go, at least.
I'll be there, but I'm not going to fight.
Is Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Hoxie, or Morales, or however you hyphenate that, versus yeah. Liz Calgill in a goddamn mud fight.
Calgill.
That will probably bring in most of revenue.
That right there, I think, would bring in a lot of revenue.
Probably more than the fights will.
Oh, man. That'd be a good one.
That and drinks. I mean, basically, everybody's like...
Oh, yeah. Well, right. I'll get to that part here later. I think that'd be a good one. They both agreed to it, and there's already been shit-talking between the two. I think they've been at each other's throats for a while, and I think this right now would be...
Perfect
a
time,
good time man. To get it, all that aggression out.
So are you talking about genuinely? Like they're
oh, maybe. We'll see.
Just wondering.
Third fight. One I'm glad I fucking put together. Is Justin the fucking Ginger Slayer fucking Nickel.
Yeah!
Versus his brother-in-law.
Yeah, the Ginger Slayer of slaying my dreams.
He's fucking...
The fucking asshole. Fuck you, Justin.
Versus... Taylor, the Irish fucking dangling hammer, Coltrane Cole.
It's the only thing going I gotta dodge. I gotta dodge him when he moves his hips back.
That's his third arm, dude.
Knockout.
You're gonna miss a left and a straight, and he's gonna pelvic thrust, and it's gonna be an uppercut. Bam! One time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Prepare yourself for that one. I think that would be a good one. I don't know how family reunions be on after that. You know,
yeah.
I'll drink right afterwards.
I mean, there's already been plenty of shit talk between the two, plenty of fucking history. I mean,
yeah,
we just caught a clip of it that we'll post on the fucking the show's page later.
Yeah.
Of what Justin thought about this fucking fight lined up.
Well, Justin, yeah, he's very confident.
How you feel about that? How you feeling about that fight?
It's going down. Cole's going to remember me.
Three rounds. 5 minutes.
I'm going all the way.
8 ounce gloves.
Going all the way, baby.
All the way, he says.
All the way.
Scott, who you think you got on this fight? Who you got? Cole versus fucking Nickel. Oh shit!
It's a good one.
No, I mean, who you got to win on this? I mean,
I'm gonna say Cole because he's just more in shape. You'd have better stamina.
But from what I remember quoting last week, is Justin's science to muscles as muscles make you slow.
No,
muscles make you slow,
that
Julian.
Part of that. I mean, in reality, I guess you've got too much truth.
There might be some bias because Justin is a dick, but yeah. Wow. Cole's going to whoop your ass.
Can you say he's almost over fucking confident on this fight?
Yeah. You think you can beat anyone? Like, ground game?
Oh, he did say if it come down to a UFC fight, he would take him down in a round. Which I think everyone that heard that laughed till they fucking kidneys hurt.
Hey, ask all the guys that had to go through the fucking training with me. They know.
Training.
They know all about it.
If we can get the contact info for those guys that went in the training.
I know of one online right now.
But you gotta understand, that's going on 5-7 years ago.
That's still knowledge.
That's still knowledge, but you've packed on some fucking weight, you fat tub of shit.
Actually, technically right now, I probably weigh less than I did whenever I got out of the military.
Oh.
In 2015.
I slimmed down.
If you look at all my IDs and shit, you see me as
a lot of fucking...
Take that, global warming.
Aerosol, no! So there we got on that. We'll get the other half of the fighters commentary when we interview Coltrane.
Coltrane, baby.
Hopefully next week.
Get all the fighters.
Get all the fighters together, and should be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh fucking shit! And for the fucking main card, I'm glad I set this up.
The main card.
The
main fight.
All right. As someone you have had a run-in with, Dustin, the fucking white man destroyer, Trail of Tears Parker versus his own fucking blood, dude. His own blood. David Corbett, dude. David Corbett, guy I fought last year and won.
Big old.
Don't fucking choke on that Skype.
Possibly Samoan. What are they? They got some kind of... Rooting mixture of genes
in there. There's something in there, but I'm going to tell you what. If I don't see a haka during David's fucking entrance.
If I don't see a physical energy blast from David.
Who did it? Who did it? Yeah. Shit like that, dude.
Some energy for like powering up and
fucking
shit.
Fucking eyes bug out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Worms hanging out.
Is going to be your main fucking fight, ladies and gentlemen. It is a cousin versus cousin fight. Blood versus blood. Almost worse than fucking...
Two towering giants.
Yeah, both weighing in about the same amount. You know, there's been plenty of shit talk. There's been plenty of fights between the two growing up. But I think this here will decide who will come out on top. Who is better? Who is best? Between the families. All right? I think it'll be a good one. I think I got a decent card fucking set up. It's better than the last one for fucking sure with only two fights. And that first fucking fight last year was just pitiful. I honestly think Scott was fucking cheated out of that fight. I think Justin knew where to hit.
Yeah.
Knew where to hit to drop him out. It was just all the time.
I told him
not
to hit me in the stomach because
that's just what was open.
I've seen...
And it was right after he didn't let me fix my helmet, which made me mad.
That was good. I remember...
I let him fix his helmet.
He did knock the shit out of your fucking helmet. Clean off your fucking
head.
What's
that?
Wait, what?
You knocked his fucking helmet clean off his fucking head at one point during that fight. And I don't remember you seeing...
What?
Yeah.
No, his got knocked off. Mine got knocked...
Yeah, his went to the...
Because I let him put his back on, and then it was like right afterwards, mine got knocked to the side, and then as I'm trying to fix it, I get bopped in the head, and I'm like, the fuck? Like, I was like, oh, god damn, I'm trying to fix this, like, you know, and I'm thinking that's what we're doing. And then that's when it was like a minute after that, I think that's when they're signing up. And
it was about the last round of the match, you come up with a right to the fucking body. Which pretty much sealed that man's fate for that fight.
Who was it? Was it David that called it? Somebody jumped in.
Dustin called it.
Dustin?
And I think it was at good terms because Scott was damn near gone just through heat exhaustion.
Yeah. We both were.
It was hot motherfucker that day.
He drank and you were wearing like jeans, I think, or some shit.
Was not a great combo, but we live, we fucking learn.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we do whiskey shots this time with shorts on.
I mean, it will be spring, basically.
And next time he hits you in the fucking stomach, you throw up all over him. Like a Pokemon or some shit. Right in the eyes, and then you just fucking box his kidneys to shit. Is that another fucking light pointed? No? Alright.
I won't doubt it.
But the fight will have a cover charge at the door like we did last year. This time it'll be $10 at the door. More fights, I think. We bring more shit to it, you know.
Yeah.
We'll do 50% cut to a local fucking charity like we did last time. You know, last year it was for fucking Kim. We'll figure some fucking charity to throw it out, you know. Fucking Toys for Tots or some shit like that. Who knows? Or, you know, Pussy for John. One of the two. barbecue, beer, free. Once you pay.
Beer.
There will be $2 apple pie shots. You know, not shots, drinks. $2 apple pie drinks.
Drinks.
That is $2 a piece. You don't get a fucking cup and refill for free, you cheap fucking pricks.
We all know it's you.
We know it's you. Well, we're taking fucking count. What else? There was something else. Oh. This is a fucking tournament style fucking fighting match. Between the five. We will have an MMD fucking 3 in June. It will be a night match, for sure. We ain't fighting the fucking sun. Fuck that shit. Everyone at the first match almost fucking died for heat exhaustion.
We might as well get some kind of spotlight set up.
I'll cover that shit. But we have a title that is on the line for MMD 3. Whoever wins out of MMD 2 will go to fight the winners in MMD 3 for the title fucking belt. It is a boxing belt. It is legit. I found this
made
thing.
Of fucking diamonds.
We're gonna have a semifinals and a finals of this all in one day.
No, no,
you
no.
MMD 3. You said the first
three
tournament
will be in June.
Okay, so we have all of us fighting now. You're gonna take one person from each of the what,
whoever wins out of the fights? Four. Well, technically, out of the four, because the women's fight is on their own.
Right.
Whoever will win out of that bracket of MMD 2 will go on to fight the winners in that match in MMD 3. Okay. So if David was to beat Dustin, and for some fucking reason you will beat Cole, in some fucking pipe dream, I guess, you would go on to fight David in MMD 3.
David and Goliath.
The Mike and Adrian shit.
I see what you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll figure it out. If it's up to it in MMD 3, we'll do a fucking double fight. We'll see how bad it is.
Back-to-back fights.
Back-to-back fight. I didn't want to do a back-to-back fight this time around just because it's... Yeah.
Right.
God damn, I got fucking hiccups.
Let's see how this first set of rounds goes, and then like maybe next time we can say...
Toss
like,
upside the head with it.
And shit. What is it?
One of these bottles of water.
So
those are the frozen ones.
No.
Yeah, it'll be it's a good fucking lineup, I think. I've been thinking about it for a past. Oh fuck, dude, when did we fucking first think about that? Back in fucking the beginning of the goddamn year,
yeah.
I think, before this COVID bullshit hit, we were supposed to have it back in fucking June again, and it just fucking this COVID shit fucked it all up.
This game is a lot more planning though, I feel like.
Yeah, 6 months ahead of time. I'll give you all the heads up. For it, corner people, you pick your own fucking person. Make sure they bring a fucking stool. We're doing this right. I watched fucking Scott lay on the fucking ground in that video. And, yeah, I think it would have been better for a fucking chair, you know, if you sat in a stool, you know. Well, pick your own fucking corner people. I already have a ref lined up. Mr. Alex Head is doing the refing.
Really?
So,
I thought it was going to be,
What?
Other dude.
Other dude.
Yeah, the one dude did last time.
Yeah, the faggot.
No.
Yeah.
It's Dustin.
No.
That's who's fighting. You're talking about that skinny motherfucker. No,
yeah, that freak.
Yeah, no. I don't even know who the fuck that guy is. I don't fucking
know. Oh, that's who we thought you were talking about last time.
No.
When we asked. He said, why don't we have him fight? And you're like, oh, no, he'll die. If
yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, no, I don't even know who that fucking guy was, but I'm glad we stole his money from him. But anyway.
wait, what?
Yeah, fuck
no,
you.
Well, he had to pay, so fuck him.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking weirdo freak. You know,
yeah,
you
that
are.
Was the guy that they had in my fucking corner. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
So, what is it? I'm going to be buying some equipment. Some newer equipment, because the ones I got were fucking Amazon cheap shits, fucking boxing gloves. I'll buy some new ones if the fighters want to fucking buy their own shit, so fucking bit, or they can use fucking the stock shit I have. That's fucking cool, too.
I'll buy two sets.
Well, no shit.
Find some deals.
That's what I'm saying. I have the two sets right now, and I'm going to buy another two sets for whoever, you know.
Right. Because I know some of them are probably going to have to be. I think you guys had trouble with some of them. Or maybe was it. Yeah, I think it was David maybe. Who did.
I don't know. I think.
With
the
hand size, because it just
maybe.
Wouldn't work with some of these. Like, we had to, like, squeeze it in there.
Squeeze it.
I think this will be a fucking good fucking fight. We're going to make some. Fucking decent charity giveaway, you know.
Fucking extra money, some charity, some fucking memories.
And a fucking title to the winners. To the winner.
You know, call anybody out on their bullshit. You just take that out. You're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
This bounces back all your privilege for whatever you're talking about. Like, you just hold that.
But you will. Whoever wins will be defending it the following fucking year.
Are you going to do another setup like we did with this?
Yeah.
Or?
This isn't a one-time thing. I'm not fucking giving away a fucking belt to keep. You're defending this fucking belt no matter fucking what, you know? So, I've been keeping that on my fucking chest for a while. I haven't really told anybody fucking else, and it's been aching at my fucking brain for the last fucking month and a half.
Aching my soul.
Yeah. So, we'll get that fucking in. Is there anything else? Like I said, we'll cut this one short. This is a part two.
It's right at 30 minutes. So
right at 30 minutes. Anything else?
Nope.
I don't even know why I didn't fucking talk to you, dude. You're a fucking dead man. You're fucking standing here. Cole's going to knock seven stages of shit out of you. He's going to knock every fucking hair off your fucking
Chelsea,
face, dude.
Chelsea's going to be a pre-widower because they're not even going to be married by the time I'm done with Cole.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Hope Chelsea looks good in black, Cole.
Damn. She's marrying a fucking urn.
She's marrying
marrying it. Hopefully she doesn't have metal allergies.
You're marrying a dead man walking.
Damn. Hard talk.
The
from
cops
the
are going
to
take
here.
Me away after Cole gets murdered.
Hard talk from the challengers.
I want to hear Cole's shit talking now.
I'm sure he will, dude. As soon as I post this, but he already seen the fucking one video.
Oh, did he?
So, oh, yeah, I sent it. And he had one word to fucking respond to that.
LOL.
Bet. So, I think we're done for
the
night.
Was that from that other podcast?
What?
Was that from the other podcast?
What other podcast?
No, what he recorded out here.
Oh, what I recorded out here? I sent it to him.
Oh, yeah.
And he just responded and said, bet.
Yeah.
That was it.
You're fucked.
You know what? I felt a cold stream of death go down my spine when he said that.
I peed a little bit when I saw that. I peed a little bit.
Seen that, and death froze over, you know. So, okay. I think we're done for the night. We'll do another one, hopefully, next week with all the fucking fighters. I'll keep you fucking updated. Yep. MMD.
I'll do one here with the fucking space heater again.
What? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that. But if I can get fucking 10, I don't know, you know, here... I don't know how Reggie feel about that, but we'll figure it out. But, this is... What?
Oh,
Mayhem, Misdemeanors, Debauchery, 2.0. We'll holler at you later.
Justin's a dick!
He's a dick.